Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, it's great to have you back.
I am happy to be back.
I know you look happy, but that's not the main story right now.
What's the main story?
The main story is entering, I don't know if you would call it his fifth term.
Main story is I just kicked the button out from my camera.
Hey, Mike's here too.
I'm trying to like reconnect it.
Can you see us?
Yeah, I can see
you. Oh, that's the most important thing.
See, hi,
you
Mike.
You can't see me.
No. Yes, we can hear you though.
Unless you're a very faint white silhouette. No, we cannot see you.
The silhouette that Mike represents on Skype is kind of like the men's room silhouette.
Yeah, exactly.
But just the person sitting down.
Or maybe he just got a new Facebook account and that's his go-to picture.
Oh, no. He's on a default. Did you see that there's a GIF default for Facebook pictures?
And what is it
now? You can create a GIF.
Right.
Or a GIF. And lay him down.
No way.
Yeah. I'd like to see you do something with that.
Yeah, I could do that.
I sat there. I was like, what's something creative I could put up? And I said,
You said meh?
No, I don't have time for this.
You said meh.
There's a new show
on
Showtime.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. Showtime's got new offerings, and the NBA Finals are on.
Oh, yeah. Robert hated it last night.
Why?
Well, he's pulling for the Cavs. Hey, hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
So is he pulling for the sun to fail?
Sorry, I screwed up the beginning of the show.
No, I think you're fine.
You didn't, Mike.
I got to step out for a second. I'll be right back.
All right. Okay. Mike is leaving. And what I wanted to tell you is it's great to have you back in D.C. We are based in D.C., the most powerful city in the world.
In the world.
And what is so exciting about Washington, D.C. is the president is here. And I think he's starting. It's either his fifth term or his fifth season. Ah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the president of the United States, Francis Underwood.
How would I be starting my fifth term? Please explain to me where your brain went, your alcohol-addled brain that would say fifth term.
It was just a joke,
I don't understand
Mr.
that,
President.
What do you mean a joke? What kind of joke makes absolutely no sense? A president, let me make this clear,
sure,
can only serve two terms. Oh. Yeah. If I was to serve five terms, well, we would have a world of an international upheaval.
He was thinking of Cuba, President Underwood.
And also, the Constitution is a dynamic document, ever-changing. And
are you indicating to me that I would have a term the likes of Raul Castro? Is that what you're saying?
It could be. You know what? We could do worse for this country. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Spiewak, I have to be honest with you. You need to take better care of yourself.
Okay.
I think that's what you need to do. You can't just butter everything you eat. After all, when the chicken eats people nuggets, he doesn't care two licks about dipping sauce.
That's quite true. But I was referring to the fact.
What?
I
was going to read the other one, but you said, let's reset. Happy Monday, everybody. How you doing? Is your hangover a two-dayer or a one-dayer? I'm curious about that.
I've never been better, Mr. President.
Who am I kidding? I don't exactly live the healthiest lifestyle either, Rob. You should come over for dinner sometime. One look at the White House kitchen, and you'll be happier than a gopher in a sex dungeon.
Wow.
You know, my cook can braise a hedgehog all day and make it so tender, you'll wish you had a three-piece suit made of hot sauce and Jello molds.
Wow. What does that even mean?
That means somebody's been smoking and drinking while they were writing these. Save your platitudes for the deaf and dumb. You can grill a pork chop until the ashes turn white and your soul turns black. It's all broken dreams and grapefruit juice, as far as I'm concerned.
Grapefruit juice?
Did I mention House of Cards is back on? I want to see if you can talk over me one more time. You know, let's see how we do. We'll try our timing. Oscar, I want to thank you for taking care of my cat Winston while I've been on the campaign trail.
It's my pleasure.
He's a sweet little thing, but he's as dumb as a turtle in a whorehouse. All shell and no smell.
I don't get it.
I hear your family got your business degree for you. That's good. Just don't go stirring your coffee with a rectal thermometer, son. It may sound like a good idea, but it isn't going to win you any favors.
Where's the live by?
There ain't enough salt and pepper in the world to take care of that corn.
Oh, my God.
You know, a podcaster with an agenda is like a round dining room table. By the time you get to the point, the ice cream is melted and the butter is hotter than Chinese arithmetic. What I mean is, don't go getting ahead of yourself. You can't milk a manatee until you've pulled into the boat. That was my mistake. Let's make a few more mistakes during this bit. You can't milk a manatee until you've pulled it into the boat. And make sure you paint those oarlocks before you wax your rain slicker.
That's good news. That's good advice.
But sincerely, welcome back, Oscar.
Thank you.
We missed you. Yes, your absence was as remarkable as a grocery store that's fresh out of bullets. All bang and no hang. So I hear that your buddy Mike just got his second fake hip. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's running around like a refurbished Honda Accord. He's got more secondhand parts than a Cincinnati pawn shop.
A Cincinnati pawn shop.
A Cincinnati pawn shop. Yes. Cincinnati, eh?
Yeah.
Is that what you decided?
That's what
it would be?
Cincinnati.
Rumor is Mike squeaks like a river rat stuck in a rusty gate. He should scrape some of the oil off Spiewak's lunch pasta and lube that wooden leg he's got.
Now, Mr. President, it's not a wooden leg. It's a fake hip.
I got it. Okay. I hear that Mike's a whiskey man. That's class all the way. I'll pour him two fingers over three ice cubes and hope that the son of a bitch doesn't split the zucchini award three ways. Because the squash is not a sharing sort of vegetable.
It's true.
We're getting deep here. Remember, if you simmer your rice in ambivalence, your pilaf will never touch the palate of those who choose the clams that make the chowder. You might as well blanch a sea urchin and call it a brass haircut.
Might as well.
What?
Might as well.
My God, it makes sense to you. Oh, my God. It just goes to show what you can achieve when you work hard. After all, an eagle can have sex with a parakeet if he tries hard enough. It's just got to push a few feathers. And remember to distract the old whistle wagon.
Oh, yes.
My God. I just would like to know if the running crew is under the influence of LSD.
We're on the whistle wagon.
Just booze.
I'm a president, sir.
I believe this came out of the Pony Boy condo over the weekend. I see Matt Bloom over there. How are you, son? I'm taking a wave. How are you? Good to see you.
President.
I'm not sure he's really pulling his weight. He's about as interested in this show as Adolf Hitler was at the 1936 Tony Awards. All France and no dance. However, I'd like to offer your pony boy a job in the White House kitchen.
Nice.
His cooking is as delightful as a payphone covered in caramel and coconut and smelling of $10 bills. I'd love to eat his food for supper, then rub against him until the activity reached a natural but definitive ending.
That's
interesting. Man.
Whoa.
Actually, the real problem is getting the voters to pay attention. They're as self-involved as a pregnant woman shopping at Wegmans. I didn't pump that baby into your stomach to save your hormones for the guy that did. What? Forget it. I'm sorry. Besides, if you're that pregnant, what are you doing driving yourself to the store in the first place? One rough speed bump and you'll pop like a spaghetti balloon at a polar bear convention.
Yeah, I've heard it a million times.
I want to take you to Funky Town.
What?
I'll pay the soul tax.
Yes.
Season 5,
House of Cards. Sadly, between you and me, I've got some toupee trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, my hair looks about as natural as Hillary Clinton chanting 4 more years in front of Trump Tower.
Oh, no.
Well, this has been so powerful, Pleasant Boys. Always a pleasure to drop by, but I got to go. Since I've been the president, I've been busier than a mustard salesman at a ham sandwich expo.
That's busy.
I've been busier than Gary Stein at a self-promotion convention.
What?
I've been so busy. Busier than Rob Spiewak at a last word contest. Matt Ponyboy Bloom at an all-nude anime and cigarette frolic. Oscar Santana trying to eat his entire bagel during the show open. I've been busier than Kathy Griffin at an end your career seminar. I've been busier than Carter O'Meara at the annual How Long Can This Man Last roundtable discussion. I've been busier than Carrie Spiewak at the Judge Judy Museum gift shop. I've been busier than Drew Carey trying to explain why he has talent.
Oh, no.
And Jerry Lewis's coroner.
Oh, that is busy.
Oh, my. And finally, I've been busy as Claire Underwood's pubic muscles.
Oh, no!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm not good. Like, when I go to parties, I don't want serious discussions. I try to find somebody that's at my same level, and I'm good at it. I can, you know how they say guys have gaydar? They can see other gay people? I'm like that with guys at my same level of smartness. Like, I can see a guy in the corner and go, I can keep up with that mother right there. And then I make a beeline for that character. And then we talk about Jughead comics for a couple of hours. Everything's fine. Sometimes people go, well, why do you even go to these parties if you don't like, you know, talking? Here's why I go to parties. There's only one reason why I go to parties and why I love parties. Because I love those little sandwiches where they're triangles and they cut the crusts off. And then they're little equilateral triangles. And they put a little toothpick, and it has, like, golden cellophane. And you can only get them at parties. I've gone to restaurants, I go, yeah, they have sandwiches that are shaped like triangles. And they go, no, all our sandwiches are shaped like sandwiches. I go,
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Yeah, back in the office chair today, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the now.
No.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Updated. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Yum.
Here is a Father's Day pro tip. Dads love steak. I'm a dad. Yep. I love steak. I have just corroborated that. Omaha Steaks are the best. Here's the perfect gift for dad. This Father's Day, you can get our limited edition Father's Day package for only $49.99.
Yes, good.
Just go to omahasteaks.com, enter TMOS in the search bar, Omaha Steaks. I like Shane Steaks.
Steaks.
Steaks, delicious steaks. Grilling Nirvana. Everything has a 100% unconditional guarantee. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners. 80% off the Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes, here you go, listen, write it down, memorize it, because this is a great deal. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, plus 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, and they are gourmet, 12-ounce all-beef meatballs, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs. It's not one giant 12-ounce meatball.
Oh, okay.
It's 12 ounces of meatballs. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. A full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional burgers free. We all got this package. It's amazing. I love mine. My freezer is chock-a-block full of delicious Omaha Steaks goodness. You are going to love this. Dad can eat like a king for only $49.99. I love this. Get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type TMOS in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com. Type TMOS in the search bar and tell Dad to fire up the grill.
Fire it up, Greg. Come on, light it. Light it up.
Fire up. I'm broadcasting down here in West South Florida from the brand new, renovated Mike O'Mara Show, Frankie Urine-Free Studio.
Woo! Yay! Yay! I think everyone is enjoying the new sound of the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the new sound of the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar is back from vacation. Yay! All the kids are on campus today. It is a great day. I am very, very happy. I am knocking on wood.
Attaboy.
With cautious optimism due to the recovery. I am really, really feeling better every day. And, you know, getting that sense, as I told you last week, Rob, that this is in back of me, that this is behind me. And that's a damn nice feeling, because I put myself through a little bit of hell to get to where I am right now. So I'm here to say that now that I am fully bionic, my ultimate goal is where is the next Winter Olympics?
Oh, man. I think it's in Japan, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I believe it is in Japan.
Herndon.
I will be participating. I'm not sure what's
that. Oh, excellent.
Yes, I will be in the two-man bobsled.
Nice.
Hey, can I be your partner?
No, unfortunately, the bobsled could not handle that. The bobsled would probably go to China.
Bobsled with two Bs.
Would you say?
Actually, though, if it was in Japan, the bobsled might go to, like, Nicaragua.
True. Wow.
Anyway, yes, Oscar, what were you going to say?
Would you say that your hips are already, have they already been primed? Have you walked around them on enough and done enough of your recovery, therapy, that you feel like you can actually kind of walk, you're almost on the brink of walking
set.
On your own?
They're set. I think they're set. You got to be careful. You still got to be careful for the first month. But overall, and my cousin Teddy, you weren't here last week. I told the guys this. My cousin Teddy said when I got the second one, he said, did they sink them?
That's hilarious.
Did they sink them up so that they're working awesome. In the same? It was funny. It was funny. But
your big news is that Herman is with you today.
I got Herman. Yeah, I'm back to this is not purple cane, unfortunately. This is Herman cane.
Purple cane. Hey.
You can talk to the cane if you like.
Hey, oh, cane. Absolutely. What up?
Cane, how's your weekend? Yeah,
it was good. I got a dangling beard. You see that dangling beard here? That's my dangling beard on the enemy cane.
What's the forecast for you? You have the cane and then you walk?
Yeah, the cane and then free of that after a certain amount of time. And a few days early, it's kind of funny because they see you. I did it on my own and then told the physical therapist that I had gone off the walker. And they says, oh, let's give it a try. And they know how you're walking and how stable you are. So the goal was for me to be on the cane yesterday and just make sure that I had Carla near me. And she wasn't having any of that. So it was like a big fun.
You didn't actually.
Oh, I've fallen and I can't get.
No, I made it. I made it.
But
I did okay.
If you were to fall, would Carla be able to stop the fall?
No. And I don't think the physical therapist would either.
Right.
She'd have to brace herself.
I'm a man of large carriage, and I think it would be very. The thing it is, though, I have to say this because, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because. Now I can get it off my chest after a couple of weeks. I put this on my show prep almost every day.
Okay.
I hate the dogs.
Oh, my God.
I don't. There's Mike, no. I mean, and by the way, I'm
the
saying
worst.
That. And rest assured, you will not hear any false. You know, Beluga is in his window of life expectancy right now.
Okay.
So you'll hear sadness for Carla and stuff. And he lived a good life. And I'm not cruel to
my
dogs.
It was a good run.
I'm not cruel to my dogs, but there is no love from them to me, and there is really no love other than taking Frankie and holding him and petting him regularly, and then occasionally reaching down and trying to pet Beluga when he recoils. That's it. And Beluga has a skill that I don't know whether it's the fact that he's getting old and he's nervous, of positioning himself directly in the line of walking and not moving. And it makes me realize, and here, let me give you, can I get this, would you guys indulge me? And then I want to get to Oscar's vacay because he was down here in
my
sweltering neck of the
Beluga's
woods.
Beluga's outlived my Deadpool. Like,
really?
I really thought Beluga was gone in 2016.
Yeah, warranty's up.
He's
no out of warranty.
Uninsurable.
No signs of slowing down right now.
Right, yeah.
Let me go through step by step what it is with the dog. First of all, as I am in the hospital going over the protocol for infection protection, and you hear we're doing things we are not told to do. We're going, we actually have a sanitize feature on the washer where Carla changes the sheets every day, where, you know, just your germ prevention.
No infection, one of the man.
One of the things they said, she just hit the alarm. There you go.
That's you see, I don't see that misogyny. I see that as praise.
Yeah, it's terrific. Get some letters to Rob. Anyway, Kathy. So the thing about it is that one of the things they said in the hospital before I got home was, "Do you have dogs at home?" And I immediately, my ears perk up because I'm like, what? I said, keep them where they should be. So we have sequestered the dogs, and Beluga on the half hour comes to the bedroom door and wants to come in. And he never, ever, there is no training him. There is no learning curve. There is nothing you can do with this ball of shit dog that can in any way influence his behavior. He does what
he
does.
Well, it's too late. It's been decades of this.
I played the sound of Beluga when we got the laminate floors down here. And you hear the clack, 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 because Beluga screamed too much when his little nails were trimmed, so we can't trim them like normal dog. And so you've got that, and it's like, I'm trying to prevent an infection here. Get the F out of the bedroom. So we put them in the laundry room.
Right.
They go into the laundry room, and they scream. They scream because, first of all, if you go to the modern kennel, there is more room in that laundry room than any kennel ever have. Yeah. They've got food. They've got water. They've got their bed. All they do is sleep all day anyway. But no, let's scream because they want maximum comfort.
Muzzles. Yeah,
both of those little bastards.
Maybe they're worried that you're out of fabric softener.
I think what it is to me is it's just nonstop. And it's like I'm trying to be cut open from my hip down to my knee. And, you know, with 44 staples in the side of my body, and I'm trying to recover. I'm trying to work. I'm trying to get back on. And I have these little, there is nothing whatsoever that they offer. There is nothing. You see.
No, they're trying to kill you. That's what they're trying to do.
You see the television shows with like a golden retriever or like a little border collie.
Right? The
greeting. You know the greeting of jumping up on you and
happy.
And stuff like that? Something I've never had. I've never had that during the life of both of these guys.
Never.
Because they're small and they're timid and they're afraid and they only bark when people are coming into the house when you are home. They don't do a goddamn thing because we've had that
radio show.
They do that
when you're doing a radio show like that. And I'm just saying it finally reached a head where stay out of the bedroom and stay away from me. You're trying to kill me. They don't learn anything.
In their lifetime, they've never been excited when you return home.
Never.
Because I am not even Linus's. I'm in Linus's maybe top three favorite people. I'm not even. And that's close.
I'm barked at. A dog.
And when I come home, it's like, oh my God, I never thought you're going to come home again.
Did that top three, and I apologize, I was gone last week, give you that scratch on your arm?
Yeah, actually, that was a dog-sitting incident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks like it might be infected, Mike.
Was that your, are those your dogs or the dogs your wife takes care of?
This was me holding Linus back from one of the dogs that we were, Murphy. Murphy, who is perhaps mentally challenged. She has a beautiful, I'll just put it
related
this way.
Related to Wolverine,
you were to make a show about a dog but called it Life Goes On with a dog named Corky, you might want to cast Murphy as that dog.
So
Murphy walks
holding
into
your
things.
Dog back from that dog?
Yes, because Murphy is
a huge dog. Dog behavior. A real dog behavior.
And I don't blame him for that. I mean, they're dogs and they're getting into it.
So I just needed to get this off my chest because the next... I don't have any complaints over this entire process. I have been...
Do you want to wait until Oscar finishes his photo shoot of my arm so he can listen to your story?
I love being back in studio.
Oh, me too.
Now I can send you pictures of what's going on here in studio.
Yeah, send me a picture.
As Rob tried to cover up like a heroin addict with track marks, he's got an animal that loves him and hugs him and also tries to kill him.
He scratched me because he was trying to get away.
That thing looks like a gash from a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, and you know that's good gashes, don't you?
That's pretty significant right
there. Yeah, it is. It's healing.
Uh-oh. Wow. Now he's got a taste for blood.
It's a picture of Rob. Just let me describe, since it's a radio program primarily.
Yes.
This is Rob's arm, and it's shot. And by the way, Rob's arm on the other side of his stomach, it kind of looks like I'm kind of looking at a sunset right across Bull Run Mountain.
Oh, how nice, Mike.
That's so
you nice. Use your tongue prettier than a $10 whore.
That's it.
So true, though.
But,
like an Ansel Adams shot.
So I just needed to get this off my... I thank you for indulging me because
I hate that
really,
they don't at least bring you joy.
Frankie occasionally will jump up when Carla's on the couch and I will hold him and pet him. I will say that unlike Beluga, Frankie brings me some level of comfort as a dog. Beluga will come up, look at me if there is food around and go... and walk on. It's terrible.
You used to have the relationship where he would clean your breakfast dishes.
Yeah, yeah, and that
that's
that,
gone.
That ship is.
You gotta get. You gotta get them early, Mike.
Yeah, still do that occasionally. Still do that occasionally. But when I am trying to move around, and really, you know, a misstep could be a problem.
Sure.
And
certain death.
And he is just standing. He's just Mike, sitting there. You
maybe
know,
subconsciously, he's been on this earth for too long, and he knows that.
Yeah.
So he's hoping you fall on him.
On him.
On him.
Oh my God! Both deaths would cripple Carla.
Yes.
Are you ready for the bulletin? Carla is no longer thrilled. With this dog.
Yes!
Oh, that's a huge development.
The turn.
Carla is no longer thrilled with Beluga and his behavior.
Mm,
it's just it's nonstop. And then
let's go walk near the water, Beluga, where the crocodile lives.
Splash around on the beach. I'm not keeping any secrets here. I will tell you the primary reason that I had the what was left of the carpeting in this entire house ripped out and laminate put back down. Not only does it look great, but and not only
Did you go Pergo Plus, Mike? Pergo Plus.
You know, I don't know what I got. It's but it's laminate. I know that. It's not the regular hardwood.
It's not the laminate we grew up with. It's much better.
No, it's
now.
A different laminate. It's good stuff. It's good.
It's a new era of floor.
It's the good stuff.
By the way, I'm 20 years. I'm 15 years away from I'm a laminate man for the last 5 years.
Yes.
Thank you very much. The reason primarily for this was pulling it out because Frankie came in and right where I sit.
Yeah. And you can't, and that's not a cleanable stain.
And it wasn't cleanable. And we finally had to say, we got to rip the carpet out of here. That was the prime directive to get that out of here. So they're not doing anything to assist me in my recovery. And I am pissed.
Mike, much less than not helping with your recovery. They're making it worse.
Would you like to know the end of this story, though, and the very good news?
Yeah.
Please.
Here's the best news of all. When the O'Mara's in roughly 2-3 weeks, when we make the great trek north,
yes,
I am here to tell you that the dogs will not be in attendance.
Yes!
What?
The babysitter will be house-sitting and watching the dogs for the entire summer.
Oh, my God. The chances
of
something
going wrong. Do you think I'd get away with that if Carla was in love with a dog still? Carla's gone along.
No, she's over it.
It's a shame, though, that if you could bring the little one, if you could bring Frankie up, because, you know, the Eagles are hungry.
Yes, this is true. The Eagles need to be fed. And all those seabirds.
Circle of life.
Mike, before you go to break, I'm so sorry. Does little Michael have affinity for them?
No, not really. No, there's really no relationship.
No affection, no relationship.
No, he doesn't. Because the disinterest on the part of the dogs is so all-encompassing that he doesn't interact. The only time a kid is going to interact with a dog is if a dog interacts
loves
with a kid.
Loves them and hangs out with them.
If a dog really acknowledges a kid, they go to their corner, they eat, they whine to go out, and then they occasionally will poop or urinate on the floor. That's all they do.
Man.
That's what they're.
Have you had a talk with the house sitter that, here's $40, and when we come back in the fall, maybe the dogs are here, maybe they're not. Yeah. You never can tell.
Here's $40.
Nature will take its course.
That's right.
Let them holler.
That's right. Don't fool with God's plan.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be A-okay. Everything's going to be fine.
AC's 86.
Life is going to be good. We're not excited. Hey, they're in my life until they're in my life, okay? I mean, we're not getting rid of our dogs. We're keeping them. I just wish they would be. I wish there was something different.
At any time during the summer, will you request a picture of the dogs with today's newspaper?
That's awesome.
Good question. We'll take a break. And when we come back, Oscar, you were down in my neck of the woods. Were you not? You vacayed down in the Keys. Yes, perfect.
Vacation
time to go
land
down.
USA.
I can't wait to hear about it. We will take a break and come back with Oscar's vacation right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The tablets. He came down from the mountain. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. You know, the people that are just plain hard to shop for, you're aware of these people.
Oh, yeah.
Your wife for your anniversary, your sister for her birthday. They're people that are just hard to please. Listen up, Pro Flowers is a go-to. It's a definite. It's always a winner. Flowers, as old as time. time, my friends. They are a perfect gift for literally anyone. Plus, they get delivered straight to their door, and it's the easiest way to do it. Right now, ProFlowers has a special offer just for our listeners. Get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more. Just go to ProFlowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. We love ProFlowers. When my ProFlowers come to the house for Mrs. O'Mara, I open up the box, and they are perfect every time. Here's the great thing about ProFlowers. It doesn't matter whether they're, I think, lilies are what I got last time.
Yeah.
Lily. and I've gotten the roses before. But when the ProFlowers come to my house, they haven't fully bloomed yet. And you will look at them. And this is really interesting when you get your ProFlowers. Open them up and you'll say, those look brand new, because they are.
Yes.
And then you put them in the vase and you put them in the water and they explode with color. And they get better and better and better every day. When an occasion calls for flowers, ProFlowers is my savior. Carla loves hers, and they love the guarantee. Fresh for 7 days, your money back. And ProFlowers has a 7-step quality check, so the flowers are always perfect. The website is a cinch. You can even pre-schedule the delivery date for any time you want, and ProFlowers takes care of the rest. Do yourself a favor and help out our show by supporting ProFlowers. I know you have either a birthday or your anniversary coming up. We get credit when you buy ProFlowers. Get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more at ProFlowers, but this deal definitely won't last long. Just go to ProFlowers.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout to get this special deal. And if you've never gotten ProFlowers, give it a try. It's really, really good stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar just had a... By the way, Rob, when are you... You're here all the time.
Yes.
He doesn't like to leave.
You don't... Well, he doesn't do anything in his life.
While we were gone, did you go to Ocean City?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man. We had a free offer, a free weekend house in Ocean City, and Rob was the kind... I guess you received it or offered it? What's the best word?
That it was offered to me.
It was offered to you.
Yes.
And I was like, Rob will definitely go to a free house in Ocean City from our friend here.
You didn't go?
Cornerstone First.
No, there was too much going on with Carrie and the dogs and the kids. There was stuff that was already set that we had to take care of.
So I don't think he likes to go on vacation.
I don't think you like to leave Leesburg when you're home.
Which is cool. I'm fine with that, but I realize that
My father was the staycation
king. My mom
king.
Does not like going anywhere either.
My father, the greatest, the least fabulous year, week of my year, every year growing up, was when my dad would take one of his 3 weeks to work in the yard.
You know what?
There is a reason. I will be destitute. I will be homeless, and I will be paying another homeless person to pick up to clean the grass around my homeless box.
Because you were burned.
So traumatized for yard work. I cannot stand yard work. One of the great things about living down in Florida, because you join these community associations.
And they take care of it, right?
It's like a co-op. It's like a commune. But the thing is, my dad would stay home. But you are the homebody of homebodies.
I am a homebody, but I like to get out. But, it's just it hasn't worked out. The kids have got maybe 14 more days of school, I think.
Kids are still in school. No wonder you're not going.
A long weekend.
They're in the final stretch. So what's happened when the kids get out? We'll go somewhere. We'll do something.
What was the offer that you didn't take advantage of?
Mark from Cornerstone.
Hello, by the way, that he's already picking on you now that he's back.
Mike, I'm back, baby.
On you before.
I'm back.
Mark from Cornerstone has a house at Ocean City, and it freed up because I think a rental cancellation.
Yes.
And he offered it to me, but I couldn't make it happen. I thanked him very graciously, but I just couldn't do it.
Cool. Yeah. That's very cool.
He's a good guy.
I shouldn't say this on the air.
What?
I'll ask off here. Well, I mean,
we want to go down there. We'll see how those two hips are doing first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, for me?
You never know if you want to come down.
Yeah, to Ocean City?
Yeah.
You love that town.
Oh, I'd love to. That'll be happening.
Well, your hips are still in recovery. I understand.
Yeah, I'm in recovery. I'll be in recovery.
Speaking of Vacationland USA, before we get to the Keys, something I learned about in Vacationland USA, and I love it when my family says, don't say anything, but I'll just say it.
Sure.
Who cares?
On vacation with 60 of his relatives,
they're
Mike.
Telling the wrong people. And just to give you full context, it's my brother, my sister, my sister-in-law, my new nephew, Sebastian, my nephew, Luca, and then Sophia, and then
the whole fam.
Everybody, except for my father, who's probably with his other fam in Bolivia. And
Dad
we all
the
made
trip.
The trek to...
One station wagon.
Isla Morada.
Isla Morada.
Yes.
You went to Isla Morada? Is that where you had your house?
Yes. Well, no house. We stayed at, the Chicha Lodge, paid full price.
Oh, my God, Oscar, you stayed at the Chicha Lodge?
That's what it is. Not Chicha. Chica.
Oh my!
That's your first language.
I'm so glad I was calling Chicha this entire time.
Wow. Oh wow! Hey, all right,
yeah. Mike. What can you give me?
Nothing like having a family of anesthesiologists to stay at the top shelf place on the
keys. I didn't choose it; they paid for it.
Oscar, that is my
going-away
favorite place in the Keys. That is fantastic. The little pier that you can walk out on to fish off of.
Pitch and putt.
Oh my God!
I haven't seen you light up
a par 3 golf course.
Yeah,
you love this place.
This place was fantastic. This is the place where I went down and I booked the place online, and it was an S-hole. And then we ended up like bagging it, and then we were going to go home.
Right.
And somebody at this restaurant said, I've got a connection over here. And suddenly we drive into this place, and this place is
just. Oh, this is just about a year ago.
Shelf.
I remember that. Yeah.
God, that is. Mm. I mean, Oscar, that is so expensive.
As they tried to give me the bill, and I said, my brother said he's taking care of this.
I'm a guest of the Underhills.
Thank you. Yeah,
but you and Shannon had your own little condo there.
Yeah,
huh?
This is what I love about responsible siblings is they figured out how to get all our little all rooms together in that, because I guess they're broken up into almost like little barrackses.
Okay.
Yeah, they're what it is a condo complex that was turned into a resort.
Yeah.
He calls it barracks.
Are you aware this is the place where I had been on the wagon and I had my first weekend of drinking and we got a babysitter at the property and they gave me that Hi-Li draft beer that they served
down
there.
Had to stagger home.
IPA. They have their own IPA there, yeah.
And my phone rang at 4:30 in the morning. The bar had closed at 11:30 and I was sitting on someone's patio chair. Like two doors down from our condo, and I had gone out, OUT, completely out, sitting in a chair. That was the Chicha Lodge.
Wow.
Yeah. You can pass out there and you'll feel safe. I'll say
much. You're within a compound down there. It was fantastic.
I had no idea it was the same. That's
great. I also didn't know it was going to be that nice because my brother just said we took care of everything. I glanced at the website and I said, well, I know how to get there. I was more concerned with getting from the airport to the actual location, right?
Would you fly into Miami?
Flew into Miami. Adam Sternberg, thank you for the offer. We weren't going to get into your bang bus and ride down to
Adam Sternberg's bang bus, where exact change is always appreciated.
Adam Sternberg.
He's very kind. He's like, I have the day off on Memorial Day. I have a minivan.
I had no idea you were going down there. That is so very, very cool.
We had a great time.
The whole family
was there. We don't get a chance to. And this is what I love about, I guess, the way we were raised. When we want to go somewhere, the idea that we can all go together and just make it happen just really made my day. And I think I sent the guys a text because I hadn't seen my nephew, Sebastian, who's now 6 months old. I saw him when he was a month old.
Right.
It's just hanging out with him. I forgot how much that actually drove me and how much that actually means to me, hanging out with my family.
Family's the best. Great.
But when you don't get to see him forever, you just forget about it almost, right?
Yeah, and they got a great pool down there.
Yeah,
great
just
pool
forget
for
about
the kids.
It. Yeah.
Really good
and
hang and all that.
My brother and sister and everyone in my family except for me, not big drinkers. So it was a lot of, hey, man, you want to go to the bar? Hey, man, I got a baby. Hey, man, you want to go? Hey, man, it's 10 o'clock.
But a pretty cool bar scene down there, correct?
It's fun.
Because
it's fun.
You got a lot of, this is investment banking, and this is MBA talk, so you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There are a lot of what are called, especially the Chicha Lodge, called offsites. And offsites are what these investment companies
do.
They're retreats, but they're called offsites, and it's where these companies are. And you can get some pretty interesting people. The guy that I partied with the night I totally blacked out was this Australian hedge fund manager, and and he was there with all of his, like, traders, and I was just like, you're all right, mate. You know, this guy's worth, like, $40 million. I'm like, you're goddamn right I'm all right.
All I'm going to need is the last four digits of your social security number, and I'll take care of this bar bill for you.
I had great memories of that place. That was one of the best.
Couple foggy memories, but great.
Yeah, foggy memories.
My brother should have been in the military because he's got his baby on a sleep schedule that rivals no other. I've never seen this in my life.
Fantastic.
How old is the baby now? 3 months or
6 months?
6 months?
Yes.
So the baby is 6 months, and the baby sleeps through the night?
Three times a day they have a nap schedule, right?
But does he sleep through the night?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely. Pretty much, right?
Okay, but well, 6 months old.
Not bad.
Dicey, right?
Not bad for 6 months.
Either way, we could be in the middle of like the best conversation or drinking our fifth Corona Light, me five, him one. And he's like, gotta go. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, baby's got to be put to bed by 4:30. I respect that. That's fine.
Right.
I thought we were having a good time here, right? What happened? So he's out. And it really has put a perspective on the whole Shannon and I, you know, not trying to not get pregnant situation, right? Because
where we left it,
we are not used to that.
Right.
And if that's the new world, no.
Now, as a recent...
As a father of three, a 21-year-old, yes. Soon to be 22-year-old, soon to be 20-year-old, and, you know, and a soon to be 4-year-old, I'm going to tell you this. I have never let my fatherdom get in the way of my irresponsible behavior. So you take solace in that fact.
Yeah. But was this enough to change the fact that the last time we spoke of it, while you weren't trying,
yes,
you weren't preventing?
No, we started preventing.
You started preventing
after
again?
After that Wednesday.
Like, yep. The prevention has begun.
Wednesday hit it, and I went straight to CVS, and I was like, babe, we can't do this yet. We're just not prepared. Yeah. We are not prepared.
So you don't get the feeling of maybe... commiserating with your siblings by bringing another child into this world.
No.
Nope,
my
too
God, far
selfish.
Too selfish for that.
But you enjoy,
and I am too young.
But you enjoy the family bonding. You wouldn't do it if you didn't, right?
Yes. Mike, I love my entire family.
That's great.
And I wish it'd be cool if God blesses us with a kid somehow, a condom breaks, something happens. Like, yes. Like, we'll take them. Or her. But right now is not the time to make these plans,
right,
because there's
right.
far too much fun to be had.
I hope
before
our
this
Lord
happens.
Our Absolutely. Lord Jesus Christ is listening, Mike, because what he just said, and I quote, if he has a child, he'll take it.
Yes.
So I think that's
if the stork arrives, we'll be okay. B,
wow.
I'll tease this.
Yeah,
there is a new vacation land USA for the Santanas, because a family member has bought a home somewhere I've never been before, and
Ooh.
I'm excited to go.
Oh,
good tea.
Because it sounds wealthy.
Oh, good tea.
And I'm in good the tea. Sounding wealthy places.
Yeah.
Or wealthy
and
sounding
when you
places.
You say that, when it's purchase a home, I'm yes. always like, well, then maybe Oscar gets
should,
it on his own.
Should
at
be into
point.
Speaking English.
We all come for the ride.
Exactly.
Anyway, we will take a break and come back with more of the vacation. Can't believe you went there. More fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week with the Mike O'Mara Show. When we record the bonus show on Thursdays, a lot of his content spills into the next week. This probably leaves a lot of non-P1 listeners with some burning questions. Like, what are the best tricks for getting rid of a hangover? And what exactly makes something family gourmet? Does dunking pizza in milk really make it better? And what exactly makes Ashley and me so much better than the male interns? Although, that last one you probably could have figured out from listening to the regular show. If you want to know the answers to these questions, there's only one place to go. Subscribe to the bonus show to find out all these things and more, and to avoid being a rube.
Oh, I love it when the interns say rube. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Texture. It seems like now we need magazines more than ever for moments of information, inspiration, and comic relief. Let me tell you something. We need all the information we
Please.
Can get. We are living in a land now, in a world now, where we need to be informed. There is so much going on, and there is so much disinformation that magazines are a wonderful way of digging deep, of drilling down on information. That's why I love Texture. I've had Texture for a long time. I love all my magazine content, and also just to escape once in a while when
Sure.
I'm reading Golf Magazine. Texture is the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture, totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial, and I know you're going to love it. Texture gives you access to every magazine you desire for less than the few individual subscriptions that you might get anyway. Plus, the convenience of electronic access means you're not stacking your house up
right.
with magazines everywhere. Sure, a few of them might look good when you put the Playboys and Penthouses out when the family comes over, but no. Texture get them all on a tablet. That's what you want. That's where I have my magazines. Right now, Texture offering our listeners a 14-day... I was joking, by the way.
Of course.
Texture people, I was joking.
Of course.
A 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. Texture.com/TMOS. We are in the middle of Oscar's little vacay recap here. Pony, I know you and I are Bloodline fans.
Yes.
Have you taken the swim in Bloodline so far with the new season?
I just started the new season. It's looking great. They're still up to their idiot contest, seeing who can do the dumbest thing to hide a murder.
Now, it is. Do they drop a whole season at once so you could binge it, or do you have to wait 1 week?
Okay, yeah, they drop the whole season. And it is, Pony, would it be safe to say that Bloodline on Netflix is a meandering television program? It's really, you got to love it to stay with it, because it just goes flashback.
I agree.
Everywhere.
It definitely does. But it's so much fun just seeing them.
What F-ups they are.
Yeah, just get stupider and stupider. And I'm like, at least two of you are smart and shouldn't be doing this. Why are you doing that?
Exactly.
That's I got to get into that.
And if you want that kind of, Pony just described beautifully what that kind of satisfaction of watching that content is. If you want to watch a television program where you're looking at the characters and going, oh my God, and you slowly begin to hate all of the characters by the end
TV.
Of the show. Oh, you're yelling at the show. It's like, Kevin, you incredible moron.
There is nothing on TV right now. Could you start with the current season of Bloodline, or would it be better to start at the beginning of the show?
It really would be better to knock out the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to get, because you got to get the whole context of why they ended up where they are. And Rob, the reason you will love it is because Beau Bridges is his Beau Bridgesiest. And Beau Bridges kind of does this Southern thing that he's doing. Well, hello, I'm a slicky boy, Southern guy.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, sorry. How are you? Good to see you, John. I'm here to help you, Johnny.
He is right, not Pony? The best looking
Isn't that the
Bridges
way he
boy.
Is on that
oh, yeah,
show
oh, yeah.
all
he's
the time?
Just slimy.
Yes, sir. Now, the reason I bring that up, Oscar, is because Isla Mirada and that part of the Keys is where the show Bloodline takes place. It all kind of ties together. Florida, Bloodline, Oscar going to Isla Mirada.
The Keys, by the way, they have their own rules.
Oh,
they
totally
have their
they
own. I've never been, even when I went to Key West, I don't think it was a fair representation of.
Well, Key West is close enough to the mainland. That is it? I mean, it's.
No, it's Key West is the furthest away.
Is it?
Yes.
Key West is
but it's the most, it's the best known.
No, but still, I was there and I was taking two finals. It was the wrong set mindset to go down to a place like that, right?
Okay.
Just, Rob, just Google it.
All right.
Google it from your Leesburg living room. And,
but Isla Mirada is, I would say, halfway down, right?
All right.
Halfway down, roughly halfway down. And it just, the bars, when you leave that resort, the bars there are fun. Everybody's laid back. There really isn't a set closing time unless you want it to be. Like, it was fun. It was so
you
relaxing.
You take Isla Mirada and drive a little further down right before you get to 7 Mile Bridge, and you can hit Marathon.
Yes.
Which, believe me, I think they changed the name.
That sounds horrifying.
Oh, Marathon's name should be really changed to Drinking and Smoking Marathon.
Yeah.
That's what it should be. Because I mean, you go anywhere. Go into a convenience store in Marathon, and you'll be, thank you. It's cool. I like the Keys. I got to get down there again. I like it. I can drive to them from here, so I like to. That's our little getaway when we go down to the Keys. But you had a. That's kind of cool that you were down there, and it's hot. It was hot.
Oh man! Sure. I said, is the sun always this bright down here?
You're the end of May, brother.
Whoa,
I mean,
it was rough.
It's official. You're not going to get any relief.
Went out and bought Pedialyte just for the days. Because I was drinking, and it was like you were sweating and you weren't working out. You know what I mean? That type of hot.
Yeah, it'll accelerate the alcohol factor. And it can be, if you're in a pool, you're fine.
Right.
You got a little ocean breeze there, but it's hot.
Was that the first time you ever bought preventative Pedialyte?
Yes.
ahead of the time? Staying ahead of the
curve?
It
was one of those deals, like, there's a CVS close by, I'm going.
Sure.
Because this needs to work out now because I'll pay for it during the week.
Right.
Sure. Speaking of vacation, somewhere I don't think it'll be as hot, Mike. Have you ever heard of Hyannisport?
Well, of course.
Oh, my God. I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to Ben's wedding up there.
Oh, nice.
I'm going if the hip holds up. I got to, the rehab. I got to think about qualifying everything.
The Santa clan, as I think it was Thursday, my brother said, I have to go fax something. And I said, fax something. Why don't you just scan something? He goes, you know what I mean.
Your family is buying a house.
Not my family. Well, not me. I'm not part of the equation. I'll say that.
Right.
Yes. So there's going to be a Santana compound in Hyannisport.
This is the family. This is the family that that lives in Boston.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So this is going to be their weekend getaway, right?
Mike, I didn't know people had homes like that, but yes, they do have homes for the weekends.
My God, I cannot.
That's where the Kennedys had their compound.
It's the Kennedys. That's where the Kennedys are from, Oscar.
Again, I didn't.
Look up Hyannisport. Google it from your living room.
I didn't want to do it in front of them because I didn't want to embarrass him. He didn't even want to talk about it. And I said, all right, it's fine.
It's so cool. It is so, so cool. I mean, I just.
Think of the touch football games in the front yard of the Santana compound.
You're living the American dream. Yes.
They are.
You
well,
can
they
do
work
it
their
too.
Asses off. They're doctors.
Or have brothers and sisters.
You have a husband and a wife that are both physicians, yes. And they're high-level physicians. They've got the money. Why not? I'm okay with that.
I'm excited. Oh, I said, when do you close? He said, we just did it when I sent that fax/scan. And he said, okay, we're good to go. Yeah.
How many VRs?
Oh, yeah, he said there's enough for everybody to come. So it's one of those deals.
Wow.
He said he wanted it to be a generational home, and I said I respect that. I've never used generational in any conversation I've had.
This is
how describing the length
this?
Of the mortgage.
Yeah.
This is your brother. This is your serious.
Yeah, my
brother,
serious
Jose?
Brother. Yes.
This could
the
be
serious business of doctoring.
This could be a nice little compromise destination.
Yeah, man, I'm summertime. Excited.
Yeah.
This is cool.
He said they have to build an addition onto it, which I didn't seem was something that they needed to do with the amount of bedrooms.
The current house is not large enough. Build
when
it
I returned,
bigger.
Mary Jo and the cat were gone. Oscar, that's where Chappaquiddick is, up in all that
oh,
area.
My God, where the car got rolled?
Yeah.
Yes. With his head in it?
Use your seatbelt.
Yeah, there's no. You
and
know,
he ran.
You're
that
one
coward.
Of the best, the greatest places during the summer to visit. You'll love.
Have
it
you ever
there.
Been?
No, never. Had
because
the
to me,
no.
It's almost mythic. The fact that people can go and be there.
Oh, and by the way, in Washington D.C., Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, Hyannisport, that part of the Massachusetts coastline, that's where everybody. Who's anybody in politics and lobbying and all the D.C. folk, they head to that part
it's
of the
close
world.
Close to Kennebunkport where the Bush compound is, right?
Yeah. No. Kennebunkport. Once again, Florida, go
right?
into your living room.
Now,
I
know I have a search engine. Where it'll bring up maps and everything.
Kennebunkport is Maine, Rob. That is Maine.
Oh, Maine. So.
Okay. Well, Florida. Forgive me.
You're close in that it's in
we
New
don't
England.
Know our like Anglo a wealthy vacation destinations.
No, I
really just don't know them.
I can tell you all about amusement parks if you want to know.
No, I will tell you this, that Hyannisport is just, it's the Kennedy thing.
That's what it is.
Well, I'm excited because I said, well, how do I get there? He said, fly to Boston and jump in the car with us. We're going every weekend. And I said, all right.
That's probably, what, 2.5 hours?
Said an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. There you go. You're there. Go on a ferry. You probably hop on a ferry and get out there. You got to go by water. That you can't resist. You are such a God. You're a load of you're a load of mung. You know that.
Like, really that was hack, but I missed the hack. It was funny.
I got it all last week trying to recover from surgery.
So what he told us was this. He said we're getting a house on the Cape, and I said excuse me. And he said then he told me this like months ago, and I said oh that's awesome. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't know. I was like welcome. We're just working down here.
Maybe,
I don't know what you're doing up there.
Well, somebody look up Hyannisport right now, please. We've got people in the studio.
I don't think you have
the
ferry there because
I looked it up. It's very white.
It's not an island. And Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard
on
the
Cape.
Islands.
Yeah, it's on the
Hyannisport
Cape.
Hyannisport is on the Cape.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I knew it was good.
I went to Sandwich one time.
Sandwich?
With Scott Talboom's father and his family and had a great time. That is that's the one time I went to Cape Cod.
What's so Sandwich?
Sandwich is a town on Cape Cod.
Man.
And then you can go to one of the most iconic gay destinations in all of New England, which is Provincetown. Which is down there as well. But Hyannisport is not an island, is it?
No, it is on the mainland.
It's on the way to the ferry to Martha's Vineyard.
It is directly south of Cape Cod on the mainland, and it is looks like Lewis Bay.
Didn't know there was a beach there, Mike.
Very cool.
This is
how
much
Rube
I am.
When did they move in? Have they closed on it yet?
They closed, and then I said, hey, man, you know, mom's got some furniture in the house still. You could probably use that to furnish the place. He's like, no.
You're not going to use Mike's old dining room
table.
No.
He
Mike,
said,
just come on down said, Scooter Avenue, and if you take a left on Irving Avenue, it'll drop you right at the Port Yacht Club.
They're going to kill me. He said, we bought it furnished. And I said, oh.
Wow.
You know, I said, God bless you, and I bowed, and I walked away. That's it.
You're going to enjoy the house. The ottoman is included. The Davenport conveys.
By the way, Having a wealthier relative, which we all have.
Oh,
now,
I love it. I celebrate it.
Yes.
I have my sister. And, you know, now that I'm starting to fully recover from everything and I'm starting to, my mind at night when I'm lying in bed starts to race forward.
Sure.
About all the things I love to do. And, you know, I bought a boat with my sister. Yeah. I went halvesies with a boat. And my mind now is, you know, because my sister's family plays it close to the vest.
Right.
I'm never really sure. And I think a lot of people with big families can relate to having other family members that do better.
Yeah.
And the fact is, and I did well for a good long time. Don't get me wrong. But now that, you know, I'm where I am in life and I'm thinking about it and I went in halfsies on this boat, I'm going to just continuously try to work my brother-in-law. I said, now that would be a much more stable family cruiser. Yeah, that would be a wonderful one, Paul. That would
getting
be
ready to step up a little bit.
Yes, I'd love to. I don't know.
I'm not sure that this one that we have now is adequate for the needs and the safety of our loved ones.
Yeah, don't you think, gentlemen, with the amount of people that we entertain in a given month, don't you think we should be reaping the rewards? That's why our bonus show subscriptions would really, you know, really level the playing field. Let me just say this about our bonus show subscriptions.
Yeah.
If you folks were kind enough to sign up for the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show, you would maybe give Oscar two nights on the way down to Martha's Vineyard or Hyannisport, you would give Oscar two nights in probably a mid-level motel.
Yes.
And on his way. So he would be able to have it just to himself, his vacation,
Mike,
before he had to go to his brother.
The difference between you and I is that you actually contribute something. As I told my brother when yes. I said, hey, man, like, I'm pretty embarrassed about you paying for this vacation. Mm-hmm. And he said, dude, he's like, I know where you are in life. He goes, I'm older, A, and B, he's like, you chose a different path. And he said it in a nice way where yeah. I was
yeah.
like,
yeah.
You made the wrong road.
Yeah. Your path does not go to the yacht club. Never.
But the thing about it is, it's just family and togetherness and life.
He said this. We have two multiple $100,000 incomes in my family. He goes, I know where you and Shannon are.
Yes.
And it ain't there.
Right.
But he said it with like all sincerity and loving, where he's like, I'm never going to burn you.
Like, you didn't have seven Corona Lights and look over at Shannon and go, that'll never get there in the lotus position, will it?
We can't yoga our way to a second mortgage.
Here's a new position. It's called downward income.
He did say, though, in a kind way, and I love my brother for this. He said, look, he said, we've never talked about money. He goes, but you've never, ever talked about taking care of mom the way you do.
Sweat equity, baby. That's yeah. it.
He's
sweat
like,
equity.
You don't understand what it means to me that you're there yeah. and like you're always checking
That's
the
huge.
Cameras and you're taking care of her and you're taking care of the
family's everything.
Yeah, and
family,
he said,
family is everything.
I can't do that. And neither can Tatiana. And he goes, you tell me you're not contributing. You're contributing every day. Because you're there with mom.
I think that, and you know what? Like I felt with my sister when my sister was taking care of my mom. I felt cool about that. And I think that's a very, very cool thing to have, when someone is pulling their weight for the family. I think that's a really, really cool
thing.
Made me
feel better about the whole
thing.
You
almost can't put a price on it.
You can't. The vacation came with a price tag.
By the way, the last text that I got yesterday when Kathy was checking on me was, by the way, would you like to have mom in your house for a couple of nights before she's put into the bay? And I kind of had a little twilight zone. I don't know, Kathy. I'm not sure whether I want to do that or not. But no, it's weird.
Yeah, my uncle Dave passed in the wintertime, and he wanted his ashes scattered at sea. And he spent the entire winter on the shelf in the garage, and it creeped my dad out. Because, go out there, and there's Dave on the shelf.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. You put him in the garage?
That's where he was kept.
That's
yeah.
weird.
Mm-hmm. Why did you put him in the garage?
I didn't do it. I was a kid. I was four.
Who put him in the garage?
It was That's either my horrible. Dad or his cousin Steven. I don't know.
Really?
But That's there was Dave sick. Hanging out.
Those Spiwax.
Yeah.
In the garage. Real close.
Well, we had space. A lot of knickknacks inside.
Well, my
didn't
father's
want to disturb the mantle.
And in August, the first weekend in August, my mom's going to be in that bay. And that's going to be the final awesome. Moment of closure that we have up there. And, I think my response to it was something like, well, I'll have to think about that because it's just a strange thing.
It is.
My mom, Kathy calls my mom a guardian angel. It sits there in the little urn that we have up there.
That's
and,
sweet.
You know, now, see, there's part of me that is sad and reflective and in still in mourning to a certain degree. And then there's the other side of me that is, you know, comedy is my life, where I think, you know, I may actually have Carla get the, you know, get the fake ashes, you know, and just go into my fireplace in the morning when I'm up in Maine and just bring it down. You know, I said I transferred Mom into another thing and then just fall in Kathy's driveway.
My.
I mean, I just think it would be funny. I think it would be. Don't you think it would set a nice kind of humorous tune?
You should definitely do it.
Yeah, I think I should do that, right?
You know, where it's just like,
okay, we've got the whole family down to the house. Oh, my God, I am so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You do the tumble.
Do you still have the power washer?
No, but Mike, you walk around the front of the family, the family home you have up there.
Right.
You walk around the front, you tumble, and then
up the stairs.
Yeah, the ashes go into the bay. She goes, well, I guess she's in the bay.
Yeah, well, I guess that's that takes care. Bring the boat back in. We don't need to take it out off the coast. We're all set to go. Life is good.
It'll be complete as soon as high tide comes in. We got most of it. We got most of it in.
You know, if nobody rats me out with my sister, I'm so committed to doing
no
that.
No one
right
will.
Now.
That would be so much fun.
Thank God no one
Paul
will
have a heart attack.
Keep me posted on the Hyannis.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty
they
damn
said
cool.
after the second week in June. I can
you
just
tell
fly
Jose,
up anytime.
Wow.
You tell Jose that meets with the O'Mara seal of approval right there. New Englander. Way
Mike,
to go.
Live broadcast from Hyannisport.
I drive down for that. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omericast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter.
Thanks, Garrison. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Vistaprint is our sponsor for this segment of the program. 500 business cards for $19.99. That is the order of the day. Rob, what do you have for us today, my friend?
DJ Kangle at djkangle.com. Look, he is a club mobile DJ, and he does goth and industrial and electronic music, all that stuff. But look at the cool card he designed that looks like electronic music. It's got swirls and the lights and everything. Beautiful custom job.
Very cool.
Good stuff.
We love Vistaprint. We love this deal. $9.99, 500 business cards. Easy to make your own design. Use an awesome template and 100% user-friendly. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. Customize the front and back. Upgrade the card stock. Add a fancy finish or even raise print. The best customer service, great quality. And if you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right, guaranteed. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your... Hey, Pony, where's my card?
Yeah, where's his card?
Yeah, Pony.
Where's the card I asked for like 2 months ago?
Yeah, yeah, Pony.
It's coming.
All right. Hey, can you put two new hips on it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And hips don't lie.
That hip logo. I've seen that all over the place. I have a card somewhere that's got that hip thing. Oh, it's for when I go through the airport. Anyway, 50% savings, 500 business cards for $9.99. Visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card. Use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards, $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS, and don't wait. Order yours today.
News.
An author named Monica Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E.
Okay.
She wrote a series of tweets over the weekend claiming, this is an interesting story. I don't think there's any basis for it, but I don't know. But it just was titillating. They claim that Melania Trump has been cheating on Donald for years with the head of security at Tiffany's in the lobby of Trump Tower. It just sounds too neat, doesn't it?
Should be like slumming. Like her head of security, get it, right? That's like the bodyguard situation.
Just take the elevator down.
Yeah, the guy at Tiffany's.
I'd like to look at special bracelet in the back room.
Yes. The vault closes.
How would you like to see my blue box?
Hopefully not.
Monica is not saying it's a fact, but she supposedly heard it from a source
of course.
She won't name. Monica writes stories, novels, and plays, primarily science fiction or stuff about women's issues, it seems, and she really admits she's biased because, quote, I want 45 and his whole wretched family out of power. She thinks that if this info gets out, it will help embarrass and destabilize Donald and accelerate his rate of self-destruction. Well, I think Donald has proven himself that he's nothing can really take him down as far as this guy keeps on.
That lady seems like a Dear Abby contributor, right?
Yeah.
One of those deals. So. I didn't know the Civil's around.
Worried in Washington.
In the new issue, by the way, I think I've shared with you all of these Scarlett Johansson stories because I just love them.
You're a fan.
In the new issue of Cosmo, Scarlett Johansson has some complaints about how we view female sexuality.
Pony.
She says, quote, when women talk about enjoying sex, it's almost forbidden. Yes, Scarlett, it is. It is. She says, just having a healthy sexual attitude, you're labeled as loose, wild, a slut. You have no morals, and you're seen as some sort of sexual deviant or someone who can't be in a monogamous relationship. She goes on to say, the minute you talk about enjoying yourself, being curious, that is still taboo. I just wish they'll make the video available of the interview.
Didn't she just separate from her second husband?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a small part of me, Mike, that enjoys you reading it in that voice.
Yes.
But the rest of me is horrified.
Is cringeworthy?
Yeah, a little bit.
But I like
you're
it,
using
Mike.
Your sexy voice. Right. It's nice.
Yeah. You still got the high T.
She changed. I think Scarlett Johansson's attitudes on sex changed when they sewed those blue drugs into her stomach. Anyway, speaking of sex, when Bill Cosby goes on trial for sexual assault in Philly this week, he'll have the support of at least two members of his Cosby Show family. It's a little sad.
Okay.
Cosby's spokesman says Keisha Knight Pulliam will be with him in court today. She played youngest daughter Rudy. She's 38 now. She's been defending Bill all along. 2 years ago, she said, quote, I can only speak to the great man that I know and love, who has been so generous, who has been such a philanthropist, giving back millions of dollars to education and schools. And Bill's TV wife, Felicia Rashad, will also make an appearance sometime during the trial. I don't know how you guys feel. Do you throw rocks at them? I mean, I think it's probably tough when you're that close to it and you have that much of your life and career that's been based around it.
And if you can't believe that happened.
If you've never saw any evidence of it,
It's tough to like suspend disbelief after like the 30th. I would say the 10th. The 10th person. It's 50 accusers now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonder Woman, Oscar, you saw it.
Yes.
It opened this weekend. $100.5 million. That gives Patty Jenkins the record for the biggest opening weekend for a female director. The previous record holder was 50 Shades of Grey, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson, which had an $85 million opening weekend in 2015. And you saw it?
Mike,
review.
They broke the glass ceiling on, box office smashes, if you
sure.
will, right?
I will.
For a female. But they also broke the timeline because the thing is 2 hours and 36 minutes long.
What?
Little tedious?
Look, I went with Shannon, right? And she was excited to see it. I was like, all right, this will be fun. We'll go. I looked at my watch and I said, they could have cut a third of the movie out and it still would have been great.
If you check your watch in any movie, that is the kiss of death as far as I'm
concerned.
That's
a long time
much.
For a comic book
for
movie.
For a comic book movie, especially Wonder Woman, because I didn't know where they were going to take her. I remember the plane, the invisible plane, and the lasso.
Truth, sure.
Right.
From a male perspective, like the idea you can just stare like daggers through Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder
Woman.
She's
here to stay. Would you not agree
is
here to stay?
Yes.
And she is an instant star,
you're not being
which is very rare.
Judged by your loved ones because that's the hero, right?
So, you're allowed to stare.
It is a fun movie. It's great. I think it sends a great message if PG-13, if you want to take your daughter there.
Right.
Just different. But
did it make Shannon a little mouthy?
No, she actually walked out and said, could have been shorter. Little long.
Yeah, 2 hours and 50 minutes for an action adventure.
Just
oh my
too
God,
long.
Not
but
for me.
Worth seeing. Just make plans to take the whole afternoon off.
Half a day.
Too much. Yes. Too much. People have been going crazy about rompers for men. We talked about this a couple of times.
Right.
Romp hymns are what they're called. The Kickstarter for them has raised nearly $360,000. Now we've got the first what's sure to be a long line of ridiculous new men's fashion items trying to draft. Okay. I'm putting it out there.
All right.
I'm putting it out there. We're going to do a Kickstarter. We will do a Kickstarter for a line of clothing that is inappropriate for men of larger carriage.
Mm. What about sheer muumuus?
Sheer muumuus? Yeah, sheer muumuus. Yeah. I love sheer muumuus. Sheer muumuus.
Yes.
Here's a new ridiculous idea. A clothing company in L.A. called Hologram City just released new lace shorts for men.
Oh, no.
Oh,
they come in,
right.
They come in pastels, and they're very see-through, and you can buy a matching lace button-down shirt to go with them.
That sounds great.
Wrong. If you're interested in buying them, which you're not, the shorts and shirts, they sell for $49. $49. Bargain.
Panty
sounds like a bargain.
Vending machines.
Oh,
And now a little something. A guy was drinking at a bar. I've been waiting all day to do this with Rob Spiewak. In Algonquin, Illinois on Thursday night. And when he got his tab, he ran out and jumped into the river to avoid paying it.
The river!
He disappeared. The cops and fire department spent the next 24 hours searching for him until they called off the search on Friday, unfortunately. Apparently, he is still missing, although the police cryptically wrote on their Facebook page that they, quote, no longer require assistance from the public to identify him. I think we should call him Catfish. Catfish so cheap. Jumped in the river. I'm jumping in the river. Catfish ain't gonna pay his tab. There we go. Come on. Where's Catfish?
Come on, Catfish.
Catfish, how many beers? Hey, Rob, how many beers Catfish have?
Catfish had 12 beers, and then you know what? He run out of here like, nah, he sure never done touch his back. Catfish don't jump in the water.
$38.50. Catfish don't play that way. Catfish gonna jump in the river.
Yeah. I seen him jump in the river. He went under. He never done come up again. Catfish.
Oh man, poor old Catfish is dead.
Catfish.
Yes. Anyway,
classic Catfish.
Classic Catfish story. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Meara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Lyft. You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for.
Mm-hmm.
With Lyft, you can pick your own hours, and you can work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Only Lyft drivers in-app tipping. They offer that, and it's fantastic. It's why they get great drivers. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tip. So, I mean, just think about that. You get a great fare, a couple of them, during the course of a night. That'll make your night.
You turn on Personality Plus, you're golden.
That's right, Rob. You fudge it. drivers have been paid over $150 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week. And the reason I'm telling you about this, folks, is because they need drivers. And if you're in this new economy and you're looking for a way to make some extra money, plus tips, you want to make more money? You want to do it? It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. So, join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply. And we love Lyft, and you will too, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday. Monday, June 5th, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
As we open the show with Kevin Spacey, let us start the audio vault with Kevin Spacey. He was a guest on the new Gordon Ramsay show called The F Word. Which
and he'll
is
be
saying,
on the Tonys this week, too.
Oh, that's right. And it's it stands for
Catherine
food.
O'Mara will be at the Tonys.
Later. She's like attending in the audience?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is awesome.
Fun.
She'll be working behind the scenes with the internship program that she's up there, Springboard, which is the American theater wing, that prestigious internship that she got. She starts
that's
today.
That's cool. Oh,
very
wow.
Intense, like 9 in the morning till 11 at night. It's theater.
It's fun. Maybe that's her.
Yeah. No.
She knows she's going to win Best Play.
Dad, to advance notice.
Put all your money.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. It's Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So Kevin Spacey and Gordon Ramsay, this is a behind the scenes. They start swapping the other F word around because the title of the show is Family, Fun, and Food. But they just know how to paint when they talk.
Daryl. We're filming. Clarence
Daryl. Who's one of the great lawyers of all time. You probably know who he is because you've seen the movie Inherit the Wind.
Yeah.
And a movie called Compulsion.
Orson Welles plays Clarence Darrow.
And the show that I'm doing in 1974 by Henry Fonda.
Wow.
Playing Clarence Darrow.
It's good. Of course it's going to be good.
All right, I'm just saying. Good.
I cooked it.
Off.
You actually say it with such charm. I think my offs are better.
Oh, do you?
I get to the C and the K quickly. One final question.
Oh,
Bill Clinton, how did you master such a difficult accent?
It's not that hard. I love your fish. I'll never say off to you.
Me?
Damn, I've been out.
That's cool.
Oh, two funny
beautiful.
Guys together.
I can't
love
wait
them.
To see that. Is there an uncensored version of it?
I was unable to find an uncensored version because it actually came from the studio, but I'll
I'd
peek
love
around.
To see if it's around
I
out
will
there.
Peek around.
If Rob can find it, we'll have it on the bonus
nice.
Show. You rest assured.
The Warriors are up 2-0 in the series for the NBA Finals last night.
What was the score last night? Anybody
132 to 113.
Okay, they're still thumping them. Good
yeah.
Lord.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, here is the...
Now, LeBron can make anything happen, but unless they
it's
trip...
it's exciting to watch, though.
One of the key players.
It sounds like he woke up a little bit then. Did LeBron score some points last night?
Yes, but Nancy Kerrigan isn't around anymore, right? Yeah. So you can't break her knees. Like, you just can't. Like, they're too good.
Oh, and speaking of the other sport that's finals this time of year, go Predators. Go Nashville. Go Nashville.
Mike, let's table the NBA just for a second since you brought that up. You know who is a big Predators fan? Is Billy
Who's
Ray
that?
Cyrus.
Oh, no.
And he's recorded a song. I didn't know if I was going to get to this or not.
No,
but you brought it up.
I'm going to become a Penguins fan if this continues.
You know who loves this song? It's Catfish.
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 Listen to the Penguins. This is the Predators song before he jumped in the river.
He likes it.
Hey,
Billy
Ray.
Don't you want like his
even with his new haircut?
His daughter to just have like a button in her LA mansion to like stop whatever recording's happening.
Absolutely, like, just put him like, in a box,
like
somewhere.
right into the session.
And
like, I know no
the
more,
button,
Dad.
The
no
button
more.
Would be labeled like any teenager, yeah. Dad.
You're just embarrassing,
Dad.
I'm gonna give you $5 million a year just to shut your mouth.
Yes,
please. Thank you.
Don't forget, he did that new swampy version for the 25th anniversary of Achy Breaky Heart. That sounds like the original version. Dad.
So pathetic. So pathetic.
The most exciting
thing. Hey, can I stop
thing?
You one second?
Please.
Just one thing. I haven't watched all of it, but I want to say this, that benefit concert for Manchester, England, I just saw some clips this morning of it, and I really hadn't paid attention over the weekend, but Ariana Grande and all those youngsters, and I can say that as a 57-year-old, all those kids that got together and did that great show on such incredibly short notice. That to me completely and totally counterbalances every bit of evil.
Yeah.
You saw that stadium that was filled.
Yeah,
you don't
rocking.
Think it took you don't think it took a little courage for those kids
oh, yeah.
to go to that show in the middle of a critical terror alert in England. My hat is off to the people of Great Britain and especially the young people. And as far as the artists that put that together, including a guy that I like to throw darts at, Justin Bieber, who did a great performance
looked pretty
on that
sincere,
stage.
I thought
he was sincere. And I thought that whole thing was just a big slice of wonderful, and I look forward to sitting down and watching that concert in its entirety. That is the best and the most inspirational thing, that they threw it together that quickly, and the courage that it takes, really, to just gather yourself.
Also the emotionally. Yeah, yes. to be able to do it. You brought it up, and you're kind of steering the vault today, and that's awesome. I'm no great Miley Cyrus fan. She's right. Put out some good records.
Did a good performance at this show.
This duet with Ariana Grande.
Yep. They just raised their hand.
I got the lyrics hidden right over here. Hey now,
don't dream. That just
makes you feel good, right?
Thumbs up to those kids. Really, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Coldplay, all the people that participated
Pharrell.
In that.
Yes.
That just, Pharrell was there too. Just an amazing, amazing experience where that, you know, that is the example of taking something to, you know, from some F-stick, some criminal that decided that he was going to, you know, his life was just such crap that he was going to take his own life. I don't care what the cause is. And by the way, attaching it to some big political cause, that doesn't mean anything. These are disenfranchised loser pieces of human excrement that do this kind of stuff. And to show everybody within a week's time that human beings are better, and look what we can do, and look
overcome,
at the emotion,
man.
And do it.
Overcome.
I think it was just fantastic the way they did that.
Probably the best thing in the finals game last night, I don't have time to play it for you now, is the national anthem by Carlos Santana, who actually worked in an extra verse. It was very cool. His guitar work, sensational. I'll send you the link, Mike. You'll love it. But let us close with this.
You can play it tomorrow.
Yeah, I will. I'll bring it in. Let us close with this, Mike. This is not just a DC thing. P1 listener Jim Amato was in Boston riding the red line of the MTA. I think he was going to the JFK Library and was kind enough to roll some tape of the subway in Boston.
It's everywhere.
Not a clue. He said he got more than one evil look for laughing out loud for no apparent reason on the subway. People probably thought he was a terrorist. Thanks for sending it along, Jim. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome back, Oscar. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMerryShow.com. Our mailbag address is TMOS Box 32. 101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.